I'm here with Stephanie Heiner, and we're doing an interview about the annual Bath County Art Show. I think I read this is the 55th one. Can you tell me more about that?
We have it every year. Now it's currently at Valley Elementary School in Hot Springs. It runs from July 20th through the 28th. Every day it's open from 1 to 5, except for on the closing Sunday, which is when we open at 10. There's usually about 250 artists, usually 750 pieces of artwork. They come from all over. We have one artist that comes from California, but the majority of people come from Virginia, and it's just an amazing experience, and I encourage everyone to come out and see it.
Do you find that a lot of artists are reoccurring, or do you get a lot of new artists every year?
We get a lot of reoccurring artists. In fact, we have one artist that everyone knows and loves, Perlista Henry, who has been doing it every year except for one. And we've had new artists come. We've had, you know, people that have just experienced it, people who are just getting into art. They've discovered art as a second career. It is really a wonderful opportunity. We've had people from the high school that have graduated. You have to be at least 18 years old to enter. But, you know, it's been great to see local artists participate.
And they give out awards there too, right? There's a Best in Show, I think.
Yeah, there's a Best in Show. And this year we're actually naming it after Janice McWilliams, who passed away earlier this winter. And we're just thrilled to be able to honor her in such a way. She was an incredible person. But we also have varied prizes for different types of artwork, for the different mediums, and the prizes are over $9,500, so you could win a substantial prize, and the largest prize is $1,000, which is the Best in Show.
Do you have a favorite medium that you make sure to look at?
Yeah, myself, I really like watercolor, but most people tend to like the oils. I think watercolor is so difficult because it changes so fast, and I just really enjoy watercolor.
And for these artists, you can enter a few pieces at a time, right? Or is it just one?
Yes, the maximum is 3, and you have to come this coming weekend, the 13th and the 14th, I think that's Saturday and Sunday, to submit your artwork, and it has to have been produced within the last year. So if you did it 10 years ago, unfortunately, you can't submit it. And then it's judged by a different person every year, and this year it's John Henry Rice, and he's an assistant or associate curator at Virginia Museum of Fine Arts out of Richmond. So he comes and judges everything. And
so you guys get a new judge every year?
Every year. But we usually, through contacts, we find people that either have work in a museum or have a gallery, or maybe they're an artist themselves. Like last year he was a teacher from a school up in Alexandria. It's really great. I mean, different perspective, and hopefully we get tons of visitors.
Does a lot of the art in the show sell?
There is quite a few pieces that are sold. You know, everything doesn't sell, but you know, I would say a substantial amount does sell. You know, really, it's our fundraiser, you know, so we're trying to raise money, and the Arts Association does get a portion of the sale, and then we use that to support programs around the county. We're trying to expand, you know, we're looking for new and exciting ideas. I know there's lots of ideas out there, so anybody wants to contact us. We're on the web, bathcountyarts.org, or they can reach out to me.
Make sure to stop on by the Bath County Art Show to support the Arts Association, local artists, and artists in general on July 20th to the 28th. All of those days it's open from 1 to 5, except for the 28th when they open at 10 a.m. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.